Hey everyone. Oh my goodness. So fun to see everybody. I was just getting hyper excited at seeing everyone's faces. Just a delight to spend time with you. I hope you brought your hot drink of choice, maybe a mince pie, because it is that time of year. Love it. Love the mugs. Your journal. We're going to be doing some reflecting today. And the idea behind this is really simple, and I'm sure it's no surprise. I just wanted to provide a space for us to go, hey, 2023, what the fuck was that all about, right? So many of the coaches I talk to week, it's like this has been a really mixed year for so many practitioners. I was just, and I'm in a couple of different circles of coaches, so it can sometimes just be like super reassuring to go, okay, it's probably not me, right? So I was talking to, I'm in a coaching supervision group that's mostly made up of folks I went to uni with, like the sort of academic side of coaching, developmental coaching. And we were all talking about how they, most of them also have like a consulting arm to their business. So they work in corporate and they do this work. And they've said, the coaching has come down a bit and the consulting has gone up. Lots of the coaches I've talked to in my other circles that I have a kind of more spiritual kind of coaching realm, and they've been looking at incorporating other practices, other more complementary practices. I know some of you are also, your trainers and educators, and you hold circles as well as the one-to-one coaching. You do lots of other things. All to say, and I was just looking at the ICF kind of annual report. The average salary of a coach in the world, and there's like millions of them, is about 50,000 US. So if you're around that is pretty, that's pretty, standard. You're in the majority. This is what, I think we can sometimes get caught up in, right? Is the hustle harder, manifest more type dichotomy. And it can feel really, really discombobulating and jarring. So there's that context of, all of the different kind of areas I'm chatting to coaches in. This has been a really mixed year. Salaries of coaches over the last 15 years haven't moved very much from around that 50 grand income on average, US. And as well as that, we have been in the middle of, a global economic downturn. And the world is kind of more, I think, destabilized than it has ever been. And this isn't all doom and gloom, right? Like, I think more and more people are open to exploring their experience, particularly since the pandemic when we were all on our own and out working from our kitchen tables. Remember that? And, that was a sort of forced period of like, let's pause and see what this is all about. What, who am I in this life that I have, and what do I want if I get out of lockdown? What am I going to do? And so what I've also seen is that there is a consistent interest in, how we explore our own experience. The muggles of the world really want to see what they can make of this short, sweet life. They're more interested in, our clients are more interested than ever in tools and resources to give them what they didn't learn in school. And, you only have to look at some of the follow accounts of, therapy and coaching, Instagram folks, the people that are talking about all this stuff all the time, to see just how, fascinated our world is by our own psychology, our own experience. So, all to say, it's a big old mix, right? So I wanted today to be a way of reflecting on where you are in all of this. What has your experience been this year? What do you need to do or say to yourself to help you complete this year, whether you're finishing this week or next week or you're working through? And on the other side of that, what does 2024 hold for you? You know, as you are navigating your work, what do you want more of? What do you want to do differently? What risks do you want to take? So I thought, let's create a session where we can explore all of this stuff and have a bit of a celebration around getting to the end. Sometimes that's all we need, right? Okay, so what I just want to invite you to do is I'm going to share my screen for a sec. Some top tips for today. Let go of expectations. And expectations are that you have of you and you think other people have of you. Invite all your senses to join you. Invite in your imagination and possibility. Tell yourself the truth. And allow yourself to be surprised. Who knows what might come up? Yeah. So let's just start by kind of arriving in this moment. Let's kind of get ourselves a bit regulated and then we can proceed. So I just want to invite you to feel your feet on the floor. Right, notice that you've got your feet on the floor. If you want to close your eyes, if that helps you to kind of go inside, then please do so. Your camera isn't being shown, so you're absolutely free to do that. Just take a breath. Just breathe right into your belly. Bring your attention to your belly and invite it to soften. Invite your hips to open. Bring your attention up your back, into your shoulders. You may want to roll them around a little bit. Invite them to slump and soften. And come into your neck, a bit of stretch. Notice any creaks. Over the top of your head and down your face. Just notice if your jaw is already aching from smiling too much today. And just come down into your heart. Notice how much energy you have right now. Notice how much sleep you had last night. What your morning has been like so far. What's arriving with you today? Just notice the emotions that are here. How are you feeling about reflecting on the last year? Dreaming about next year? What does that bring up for you? And just notice it. Nothing needs to change. Can just be with yourself in this moment. And I just want to invite you to recall the last couple of months in your work. Clients you've worked with. The things you're working on. What's gone well since school went back in September? Just trust that you'll remember what you need to. What have you really enjoyed over the last couple of months? What are you proud of? Just let memories and images come into your mind. Maybe what's been disappointing? What do you wish you'd done differently? Go back a little further into the summer months here in the Northern Hemisphere. Maybe the winter months if you're down south. June, July, August, what were those months like for you? Did you get to take a break? Did you go somewhere nice for your holidays? How was work over those months? Just let it all bubble up. All the things you loved, things that were excitement and pride for you. Notice anything that was disappointing. What did you find tricky? And go back a little further to the first half of the year. Springtime, coming out of winter, or if you're down south, coming out of summer and into autumn. What was the first half of the year like for you? Did you start with a bang, or was it a slow? Did you feel like you ever got up to speed or you continued to keep going at that pace? Did you find a balance? What went really well? What are the memories for the first half of 23 that feel important? What was going on for you in those months? Just notice any emotions, any thoughts, ideas, memories, words. What comes up? And then come back through the year. In the first half of the year, back through summer. September, October, November, December, today. Where are you Where are you arriving from today? What's come with you through the year? What are you ready to let go of? Maybe you're not even ready, you just want to. What are you feeling ready to claim? What do you want to claim? What is your coaching work asking of you right now? If there's a word or two that could sum up the energy of 2023 for you, what would that word be? It doesn't have to be pretty. But what does it feel like to you? And is there anything else that your body wants to offer you, your imagination wants to offer you to remember? What's your intuition saying? Don't forget about this. Just offer yourself some thanks for creating this space so that you can reflect today. You made choices of all the other things you could have been doing to be here. And what is it that you want yourself to remember as you go through the next hour or so? What feels good to know about you? So when you're ready, just give your toes a little wiggle. Have a stretch if it feels good to you. Just come back to the room. Now we're here. Yeah. Feel free to turn your cameras back on when you're ready. Lush. So just take a moment to kind of just jot down anything that felt important. If you haven't already, just take a few minutes. I'm going to ask some reflection questions that sort of play into what you might have just experienced, just to give you some things to consider. So I'll just give everyone a couple of minutes. Need to work out a way to play music while you're writing. Don't know how to do that on Zoom. Other than having it echoing from behind me. If anyone knows how to do that, email me. I'd love to learn. I'm going to try that, Kate. Thank you so much. That's it. This is awful for you. I hope it's not an awful experience. We'll do that in the next break. Hey, so hopefully you've had you've been able to just jot down anything that came up. And we are going to dive into that a little deeper. So let me share my screen. Here we go. So I've got some reflection questions for you just to play with. We're just going to take a few minutes for each one. This year my work was... How would you describe your work? Oops. Is anyone able to hear music playing right now? No? Okay. I'm just not going to worry about that. Okay. Don't want to experiment while we're live. Okay. So this year my work was... Feel free to jot down anything that means anything to you. It's only for you. The next question is, my abiding memory of coaching was? Just think about your work with clients. What stands out for you? Next question. One thing I wish I'd done more of. Next question is, I'm proudest of. What are you proud of? Sometimes our proud moments aren't related to our work, they're more about how we carried ourselves during difficult stuff that was outside of it. Just in case you're reaching something. Next question. I was disappointed that what disappointed you this year? If anything. One thing that went really well was what went really well. Next question. I'm going to forgive myself for what? What do you need to forgive yourself for this year? What has your protector been beating you up about this year? What do you just need to forgive yourself for that? And what are you proudest of this year? Like all told, what are you proudest of this year? There was a proud moment earlier, but what overall, what are you proud of? Okay, so I just want to invite you to read over everything you've jotted down and just notice if there are themes, things that stand out to you. As, oh, that showed up a couple of times. There's some stuff going on there. Just notice what are the themes or the patterns that you notice over this year. Your reflections on this year. Let's see what bubbles up for you. Yeah, read over. How would you describe 2023 to yourself? Just feel free to share those in the chat, any themes that have come up for you. I was doing this earlier this morning and mine have been simplify and uncertainty. It's like they feel at opposite ends, but yeah, they've been the big themes this year. Yeah, adapting, so that's a big one, eh? Love that. Determination and transformation. Hey, that is beautiful. Perseverance. Yep. Love that. Iris. Rebuilding and resetting, Sharon. Yes. That's been so fun to be part of with you. Integrity. Growing self-belief. Experimentation through an absolute shitstorm. Maria, just, yeah, feel that. Patience, Joe. Laying foundations for more next year. Yeah, V, that's so good. Jolly. Noticed, tend to judge my whole year on whether I made money or not, but to me, that's just one tiny piece. My theme for 23 was steadying. That's okay that it wasn't growth. Oh, that feels like a total exhale. Yeah, I love it. Love it. self-trust, being the most me I've been in a long time. Lucy, that's brilliant. And Lisa, presence, intuition, and perfection, experimenting. Yep. Kelly, joy and resilience. Yeah, they make good bedfellows, don't they? Yeah. Really cool. It's been a year, right? It's been a year. Does anyone want to say anything about anything that they're sort of wanting to express here? Yeah, Kate, disappointment, resilience, joy. Yep. Yep, not getting clients and you're showing up every day. So much resilience in that. So much resilience in that. And disappointment too. Yeah, I can feel that. So anyone want to say out loud anything that's going on for them? Feel free. If anything is like bubbling to be expressed, I just want to give you that opportunity.
Yeah, I nearly left the call at the beginning because I was so fucking angry. And I'm really glad I didn't. Because it hasn't all been bad. I've done a lot of good things this year as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the other side of my business, which is online business management work, I became certified and I was one of the few people in my group to come certified without doing any resits. And it was a really rigorous process. I've moved house and I don't have a mortgage any longer.
Wow.
I mean, these are big things I need to remember.
Yes. Yeah. I love that you can do that. And this is the like the psychological flexibility that we are required to sit in, to not fall into the very thin stories, right, that are just like one liners and then we go, oh, that's who I am, that's it. So
and probably the biggest thing is I've made a commitment to myself to work on something that's been something going on in my life since I was 10 with a therapist, and I've interviewed and found someone I really, really want to work with.
And that feels like
the fear that came up for me as I was going through the historical fear that came up for me as I was talking to people and thinking about doing it. And I was like, no, I'm going to do this. So
it's like such actually, a foundational year.
My year hasn't been so shit. I have after all.
Yeah, absolutely. A huge year of building those foundations in place. Yeah. Really cool.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you stayed.
Me too.
Bravo. Change and opportunity, Cassie. Yes, yes, yes. I've seen that. Yeah. So good. Anyone else want to say anything that's gone on for them this year? Just get it out there. Sometimes you need to give it some voice. Yeah, Sharon.
Well, when I was writing these things down, I just thought it's just been a year of two halves, like, you know, like the first half of the year was just horrendous and just getting through the day was like was a major achievement. And I was thinking like it was only in May that I like was able to talk again. And it's funny how you forget that bit, like Kate was saying, you just kind of forget it, because the second half of the year, once I got over that and it was back to myself, it was kind of just like so busy and everything was like, you know, and a process of rebuilding and stuff. So it's been really, really strange, really strange. But one thing I noticed with the disappointments, the question, that the main disappointments all involved other people. And I think one thing I've really learned this year is that you can't control other people. You can't control what they say, what they do, how they show up. I mean, you just can't. So it's pointless being disappointed by them, because it's just, you know, yeah.
It's so like
a big learning for me, and I'm not going to do it anymore. So I'm just,
well, you know, Sharon, that whole thing that we can't make other people do anything, really.
Exactly.
It's like such a design flaw to me. Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as well, such a huge release of energy when you stop trying.
Yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that phrase, Anka, that you're sharing in the chat, a bridge year. Yeah. I wonder if that resonates for folks. It's a bridge to something else, you know. It feels like, you know, a lot of you are, you know, kind of like creating some foundations. You haven't got the springboard yet, maybe, or you're building something, but you may even not be quite sure what the hell it is you're doing, right? You're building, but maybe you're building a bridge to somewhere else. You know, maybe that's what's happening. Love that. Love that metaphor of a bridge crossing over into the next. Yeah, really cool. Anyone else want to share? Yeah, Iris, hi.
Thanks. So I just find it interesting how I'm quite aware how hard this year was, but I find it interesting if I think back to the beginning of the year, I knew it was going to be hard, because I just had to do certain things like find a new city to live in, move, just build a foundation for actually living somewhere. And I knew that that was coming, and I knew that I probably didn't have much energy for more than just continuing to go on with the business rather than do like big fancy things. And yet I still hoped at the beginning of the year, oh, I can sneak in something bigger, right? I can also do this big thing, or I can do like the more shiny thing, like redo branding and website to be like, right, we're in this next chapter with this work now. And that didn't happen. Instead, I moved and I did bookkeeping. That's what I did this year. I sorted out 2 years of bookkeeping. And I'm very happy with that. But just writing all this stuff down, it just made me go, oh, yeah, it was really hard. But also everything that happened is pretty much a miracle, given that right. I had to move. And I've only been in one steady place since July. And I've had a year and a half of not really having a home before then after a breakup. So, yeah, it was just nice to write it all down and go, oh, what if this was actually okay? Like, what if this was actually what needed to happen? And it didn't need to be bigger or flashier. And I still have those same impulses of, okay, but next year then, right? We're going to start very quickly and it's all going to be very brilliant, very, very fast. But it probably isn't. Like, it's probably still going to take some time. Yeah. And I don't know, it just makes me feel a bit more calm about all that rather than going, oh, damn it, I wish I had done that other thing as well.
Yeah. There's something so, I love that, it just calm, right? When you let go of what you imagine it should be and come back to what it is and letting that be okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I read, I don't know if you guys know, you probably do, Charles Eisenstein. He's like an economist, but also like looks at the economy through the lens of the planet. And he's got a very kind of, I don't know, I just really love stuff. But he wrote this book, something like How Beautiful This World Could Be, something like that. But after reading that, I just thought, oh my goodness, you know, small is beautiful. Small is really beautiful. I went through a stage a few years ago where I thought, I want to build this big thing. And every time I kind of went to do it, I just felt exhausted and it required so much of me. And I remember Charles Eisenstein, Joe. And I remember kind of having a bit of a session with my supervisor and just saying, oh, I just don't even know what I'm doing this for. Like, who am I doing this for? What am I? Am I still trying to make my dad proud of me? Like, probably there's a bit of me in there, right? But also, I think, you know, we also digest a lot of those messages from the world that say bigger is better. Being in, you know, productivity is fetishized by our world. And when we're comparing ourselves to other people who seem to have big, shiny lives or work or whatever, then you kind of abandon yourself and make yourself wrong, when actually, you know, I think there's something about right sizing that feels really good, you know. And you know, for those of you who are like super ambitious cats, like go out there and do that, right? Their right size might be bigger, you know. And I know I'm sort of starting to feel really into just owning that, you know, I'm actually really good in smallish groups. Like once it gets beyond about 30, I'm a bit like, whoa, I don't know if I can hold this. So don't create that for myself, you know, come into simplicity and what's enough and what feels right sized. There's something about that that feels really, really achievable and calming and just quite nourishing as well. So that may be a thing to reflect on, like as we approach 2024 and what we're wanting to bring in, what is right sized for you? If you're anything like me, you kind of have to experiment a bit with what that looks like, you know, go too far one way and then come back the other, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Love that. Yeah. Love that. Okay. You're bringing the metaphors today, honey. Love it. I feel like my river has to have my size and then I can flow with it with ease. Yeah. There is certainly an element of that flow that I'm really hungry for. Yeah. Just let it be easy. Let it be easy. Yeah. Cool. Anyone else wanting to say something today about 2023? All good? Okay. Thank you for sharing, folks. That's beautiful. I love that we've had this really, you know, kind of diverse experience. It, you know, there's no right way to do this at all. What I thought we might do is another little visualization for 2024, what that might look like and feel like for you. So again, I just want to invite you to close your eyes, feel your feet on the floor. Turn off your camera if that feels comfortable. Yvonne, I just love that. I've let go of justification this year. It feels mega. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Oh, Yvonne, I'm sorry, I missed you, but I think you wanted to say that out loud, but I'm glad you got to say it in the chat and we acknowledged it. Okay, folks. So yeah, just feel your feet on the floor. Feel your bum in your seat. Notice how supported you are right now. Just soften into your chair. Feel the weight of your body. Bring your attention up your back to your shoulders. Give them another roll. Stretch out your neck. Just come back into your heart. Just know we're just a few days away from 2024. And last night was a new moon, which is a perfect time for thinking about newness. One of the things that I love is the idea that time is not linear. That's just how we experience it. So there might be an intelligence within us that knows what wants to come forward to meet you this time next year. You get to allow that deeper wisdom to come out. So I just want you to imagine that you are waking up on the 13th of December, 2024, 1 year from today. And just allow your imagination to offer you some information. Where are you waking up? Are you in your current home or somewhere else? Who are you with? Who lives with you? Who doesn't live with you a year from now? Just imagine yourself getting up out of bed, showering, dressing for the day. Notice what you're wearing today. Just take in your body. Is there anything different about your body, your energy, yourself as you look in the mirror? How are you adorning yourself a year from now? And just wander through your house. You're alone today. You have the whole place to enjoy. Wander to the place where you can see what's on your agenda for the day. So just notice, how are you spending your day this time next year? What's new? What's the same? What have you done differently this year to create some newness? What foundations have you built on from this year to create something the same? Just take a look at your calendar for the day. Notice that you have a couple of clients booked in. You're excited to work with them, get that little fizzy feeling. So cool, I get to catch up with this person today, coach with them, help them figure something out, be more of themselves. What are the qualities of those people that's got you excited? When sessions feel like you're flying. What are the qualities of those people that allow that to happen? And who are you in your practice to enable all of that? A year from now, how are you different? What beliefs have you changed about yourself, about your work? Just notice that later on today, you've got some kind of meeting that you're really excited about. It's maybe a project or a dream or something that is being planted in you in 2023 that comes to fruition, or some new level of being a year from now in 2024, and you're having some meeting about it later on. What is that? Just notice what wants to come through. So as you take in your day, just wander outside of your home, maybe with your favorite morning drink. And just notice, a year from today, how do you often feel? What are the predominant emotions that you are allowed to embody a year from today? As your 2024 self, just reflect back over the year. Notice what the challenges that you've really overcome. One challenge that you've overcome this year. What is that? And as your 2024 self, just reflect back over this year. What have you claimed? What have you really owned? What have you let go of? What have you decided, nah, that's no longer me. I'm not going to do that so much. Maybe just start to feel the cold now that you're standing outside a year from today. It is December, so come back inside. As you close the door and put your drink down, you find yourself staring into a mirror. You just look into your own eyes and your imagination. You now is 2023 you. Looking into the eyes of 2024 you. Just take yourself in. Is there a question that you want to ask your 2024 self? Just ask it and listen for the answer. It might come in the form of an image or a word or a conversation. when you really just thank your future self for offering you that wisdom. And from the other side, you in 2024, looking back to you now in this moment, what is it you most want yourself to know? Just thank your 2024 self for allowing you a peek into the future. Just trust that you will remember what you need to. But you can always come back and chat to this part of you. And when you're ready, just wiggle your toes a little. Take a breath. Come back to the here and now in this room. Please do just take a couple of minutes to write down anything that you feel you need to remember or you want to capture. And just to say, this, what the process I just led you through, which is obviously a version of the Meet Your Sovereign visualization, it's actually based on a process by a woman called Barbara Scher, who is in her 80s now, I think. And she wrote this book called Wishcraft. So I'll just chuck that in the chat. But it's about a wander through your future ideal day. It could be really fun to do with clients if you like that sort of thing, right? Some people are like, what? We cannot enter the future timelines. What are you talking about? That's all good. So let's do a little reflection on 2024 and what you're wanting for next year. You've got some sort of intuitive stuff that's going on, perhaps from that visualization. I've got a couple more questions for you. What are the things you want to keep doing in 2024? The things I want to keep doing are, if you're building a bridge like Anka, what are you building on? These might be things that you are doing, it might be things that you are being. What's already working for you? Next question. The things I want to get better at are, what things do you want to do? New things, things you want to get better at next year. And just for funsies, like, what's your dream outcome for next year? Like, what would just be the best thing to look back in a year and go, oh, I did that. This happened. I created this. I was able to be this. Might be the first time you've admitted it to yourself or written it down. Might be something that's really familiar to you, but just hasn't quite felt right yet. Just notice if it feels kind of accessible, like you can sort of see it, or if it feels really idealized and far away. If it's more of the latter, then what does feel accessible? What can you do in a year? Just read back over everything you've written. Notes from your visualization, what you've written here around these reflection questions. Again, just notice any themes, any patterns, words that stand out. Is there a word that sums up your hopes for 2024? A word or two, maybe three. Lots of people like to put a word to a year, which can sometimes be limiting and sometimes be thrilling. Sometimes it gets forgotten 3 days later. Sometimes it turns out you can't find your word of the year and you have an existential crisis. It's all good. But are there a few words or a word that sums up what you want 2024 to be about? Free to share what comes up for you in the chat. It's 2024 holding for you. I'm not sure if that's a typo, Anka, or if it's a wah. It feels like wah. Yeah. Ah, here we go. Warm, trusting openness. Excuse me. That sounds glorious. Oh, I love that, Kathy. Backing yourself all the way. Consistency, ownership, trust. Ooh, I feel that. I feel that claiming energy. Ease, rooted energy, juicy connection. Yeah, that does feel super lush, Lisa. I know you'll have a word at some point. Love that, Kate. Trust your intuition. Woof. From feeling pretty angry and pissy and then getting to there feels like a massive win. I'm so thrilled for you. Bravo for sticking around, love. Sharon, expansion, possibility, positivity, flow, trust. Love these. Katie, freedom, peace, and adventure. And Fiona, I want it to be more sessional, more distinct sessions of intensity and the boundary deep rest. Oh, I love that. Yeah, that feels really like a real sort of balance to it. I almost read seasonal, but I think that's almost what you're saying, really. Seasons of rest and seasons of work. Yeah, soft and ease alongside your consistency, ownership and trust. Yeah, I can totally feel that. Cassie, that's brilliant. Evolution and connection, Lucy. And I remember you said you were feeling more yourself than ever. So yeah, that feels so coherent. It's beautiful. Real evolution of you. Yeah, Kelly, deep connection, support, independence. Fab. Oh, Jolly, that gives me goosebumps. Don't have a word yet, but 2024 is about finally letting my healthy adult self step up and run my business. Yeah, amazing. It's amazing what happens when you protect as the CEO, right? Yeah. And the shift in that can be just epic. Oh, I'm so, so excited for that. Yeah, I really get that, Joe. Connect to what I want it to feel like, but there's a bit of a resistance to what it will look like. Staying open to what bubbles up after today. Yep. And it may be that feeling it, your way into it, is your way. You know, maybe you don't get the look, what it looks like. Yeah, Iris, I'm with you. Want to feel all the way alive. Totally. And Marie, presence, calm, trust. Yeah, that feels like an exhale too. Yeah, Sophie's with you on the feeling your way in too, Joe. Love that. Yeah. Anyone want to share anything about what came up, 2024, what you're feeling? Yeah, love that, Jolly. Scapegoat protector had tight reins for a while. I'm taking over. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I just want to make an open space. Who wants to share anything about next year? What came up? What surprised you or was a bit like, where did that come from? Are you all keeping stumm because you learnt as kids? Don't tell anyone what you're wishing for or you'll ruin it. Anka, I could see your hand up, lovely.
I just wanted to say that doing this with you all together here feels to me like, is it called relay, the sport where you run 100 meters and give the stick to the next person? I just feel like, because I feel so tired and exhausted at the end of the year, like, oh my God, I don't even have the energy to think about next year. But it's like, I don't have to, because this year's Anka can die and the next year's Anka can take the stick and then run off with new energy. So I just wanted to see this in here.
Love that so much. Love that. Yeah. That's beautiful. Anyone else want to share anything? And, you know, also just want to offer, if you're like, I've got a big, hairy dream outcome for 2024 and I just want to give it some energy, like, you're totally safe to say it out loud, even if you don't even quite believe it yet. Like, feel free to use us as your holding space, if that feels good to you. Maybe you're doing something really different next year. No, we're holding tight to the don't tell anyone our wishes. Jolie.
So what was really surprising for me was when you were like, what's on your calendar, your schedule for the day? And there were things on my calendar. And the biggest way my scapegoat has come up is I can't possibly have a thing on my calendar or I will die. And so I was looking at it and I was like, oh, I have calls with clients this morning. And then I'm going to check in with my community group. And then I'm heading down to a studio space that I help my partner run. And then I have like an evening, like cycle circle that evening. And I was like, wow, my day is full. And I'm really excited and calm about it. And like, this is fine. I can have things on my calendar. That schedule is
packed, not packed like in a bad way, but it's got stuff on it and it's cool and it's amazing. And I was like, okay, yeah, my healthy self is really running the ship now because we're not scared to have commitments.
Yeah, I love that so much. And just noticing as well how in that visualization, there's a part of you that was able to bypass the scapegoat and get to that envisioning, which is so great. Yeah. I love that. How does it feel in your body to just go, yeah, I've got stuff on my calendar?
Honestly, I feel like it's like you said, that exhale. I'm like, I feel really relaxed about it and just being like, okay, like scapegoat, you had your run. I completely understand, like, finally, like why you were there and why like you were protecting like little Jolie, who was just terrified of like welcoming people into her life, basically. And like, yeah, you've been doing a great job, but I got it now. Like, that was for this whole year. I think I described my year as boring, and part of me wanted to judge that. And then part of me was like, no, boring was safe. This was a year of like finding safety so that healthy adult Jolie can get in the driver's seat of her business and be like, okay, I'm running the ship now.
I love that so much. How great is that? Safety first, always. Yeah. Beautiful. Kelly, I saw your hand pop up as well. Do you still want to share, love?
Yeah, I can do. I don't know who was running my ship during that visualization, but I normally can visualize really well, and I normally have like 1,000 possibilities and nothing. Like, there was so much resistance to me visioning next December that I actually found it, not much came up. So I just wanted to share that in case anyone else had anything similar.
Yeah. 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 It looks like Marie had a similar thing. And I know Marie to have a massive imagination too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, where is the imagination? Where is the imagination? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So some things that can impact this, because, you know, I love that you don't make yourself wrong around this. Some things that can impact this is just how tired you are right now. Like, if you feel a bit knackered, or just like, you know, like really kind of, I didn't have a great sleep last night, to I'm bone weary of 2023.
Yeah.
And I don't even have the capacity to imagine something that hasn't happened yet. Then that's going to really feed into. So it may be not resistance. It may just be, oh, here's an invitation to rest.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I don't know that it was anyone else running, you know, the ship. I think it was just that I am really tired. So being able to be in that place of possibility or creativity is just like, I still need to get to the end of the year before that happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, makes sense.
So it's a great invitation. Okay, just take some rest. Whatever you can manage over the holiday break. And I know, Marie, you've got small people, and Kelly, you've got slightly bigger people, and there'll be other things that are, you know, taking up your time. But how can you prioritize real recuperation, rest? Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Kelly. And some people as well, like one of my really closest friends, does not have a visual kind of capacity. Some people, I think there's about 10% of people, how do they know that? I don't know. But she always says, oh, 10% of us are special and we can't do that. So, you know, I always sort of think, you know, think of it as a story that you're listening to and just see what comes up for you. But yeah. Lisa, I love that. Often unclear this time of year, I need the winter dreaming season. Of course you do. Mama Nature. Need to have that to reveal your vision to yourself. Love it. Or have your vision reveal itself, rather. Yeah, and Yvonne, struggled too, but got a cold. Haven't slept well for a couple of nights. Yeah, that'll be it. That'll be it. Yeah. Yeah. All good. Hey, Fiona.
Hi. Mine was kind of hilariously the opposite of Jolie, where I was totally with you with like getting up and like taking my coffee to the garden, lovely, get some daylight on my face. And then I was just like, oh, no, I'm not having any meetings. Thanks. Like, no, that's just not happening. Actually, I've given myself the whole month off and I'm just really sinking into being available to go to the school Christmas fair and the end of year concert and, you know, all of that stuff. And I was just like, no. And, you know, the work for January is just locked in already and I don't have to worry about it. And like, it's done. I'm done. Thanks. So it was just really interesting to see that kind of like sessional thing of like, no, actually I'm working hard until the end of November, then I'm just resting. Thanks.
Love it.
It was so nice. Yeah.
It's so interesting, isn't it? Because, and this is one of the reasons, just sorry, teachable moment, can't bloody help myself. But this is one of the reasons why I think it's so great to recognize that not everyone has the same experience that we do. So I think I'm a bit more in your camp, Fiona, where for me, the cleared calendar actually feels really like, oh, that's what I'm craving a bit of now.
Mm.
Whereas I'm totally 100% in Jolie's corner around, oh, I've kind of recognized that it's another form of protection. It's just on the other side.
Yeah, and so, Jolie and I have been on this journey together over the last 6 months as well. It. So, delighted for her.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah, and it's like, the permission slip to do either. Like, no, there's no right answer, right?
Yeah.
I love that. A whole month off, my goodness. How does that feel in your body?
Two. I'm having two, actually. I'm giving myself August and December.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to do that as much as possible as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm failing a bit this time, but
you've got so much on there.
I've just had to go and buy some pots and pans because I've realized I have nothing to cook with for the next 2 months because it all got packed away. Anyway. So I love that for you, Fiona. It sounds brilliant. Really cool. Isn't it cool how our imaginations will just give us little clues, little breadcrumbs to follow? Yeah. Really fun. So loves, we are at time. I hope this has been helpful. And you know, you get the sense of I love doing this thing, this kind of thing with you guys, with folks that I care about, because it's like I also love tapping into that energy of like, fuck yes, I want that for you. Like I could totally see that's possible kind of thing. Like that's super fun, right? And yeah, to feel cared for, to feel held, feel like you're not doing this alone. You know, I bang on about this so much, I know, but you know, most of us work alone. Self-doubt loves the energy of loneliness because then it can get in there and go, hey, those thin stories are actually the truth, right? And it's really tricky. So when we come together and we're like, oh, it's not me, and it's, you know, permission slip to it for what I need, and I can take care of me and I'm not alone in this, just taking the time to reconnect with your people is so lush. Yeah, I'm so glad you stayed, Kate. Really, really cool. And yeah, I haven't seen some of you for ages, and I know some of you I've seen quite a lot of, and just always know that there is an ongoing, everlasting invitation to come to anything that I'm putting on, right? If I'm sending you an email and you're like, oh God, I just can't today. There's going to be another one next month, right? Don't make yourself wrong, but always know that this invitation is not going anywhere, right? So yes, Ira. So one of the things I did this year was offer a course called Brave Hearts, which is for business owners, and it's inside of Self Belief School. And we had such fun. So there was about 35 people who kind of came along, and we did a 6-week goal together. We had a coaching call on a Tuesday and then a co-working space on a Friday, and people got shit done. And I'm totally new to the whole co-working thing. I haven't been a bit of a lone soldier, but I'm a total fan. So I'm planning to absolutely offer Brave Hearts coaching throughout next year and the years coming, and also to do more of those more kind of intense 6-week goals, because we use the courage-based goals process. So if that's your jam, then that might be something to do. And I know time zones are, oh my God, just the bane of my life. I will be in New Zealand next year, but I have also made a lot of peace and acceptance with the fact that I'm just going to have to be a bit flexible around time zones. So there will be morning sessions run for you, which will be my evening, and then will be some evening sessions that will be my morning. But we will figure it out. It's not impossible. It's just a little bit like I'm going to have to take my Barocca, get my vitamin D, but it will be worth it, I'm sure. So, yeah. Well, look, I am sending you all just so much comfort and joy for the holiday season, however you take that. And look after your own hearts. And I'll see you again in the new year. Yeah. All right, loves. Take care. See you. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
Take care. Thanks, Sass.
Bye. Bye-bye.